Perhaps first some history and introduction. You have a lot of text here that is part of the handout that is unfortunately not yet finished. And you don't have to read it now because it will be later on the website. I have that open because later I will show you something about the file format I'm using. So I'll tell you the short version of the history of TK Office. It was in 2012 to 2014. I was conceiving something like a Helium hypertext editor for our content editor, it was called, for like a desktop application that produces website content for uploading on web servers. And I got on the wrong track with a style sheet system for the text widget that does hierarchical tags and styles for that, and so I abandoned it. And in 2020, I took up the project again, now with a different focus, because the web has become so much insane in my point of view that I wanted to make a point like having a text and graphics environment completely outside of the web. I think there will be some time where I add export for HTML and SVG, such that people that don't want to install my software still can view the content, but that's not a priority now. And at that time I was working in a company where I used Atlassian Confluence, and they were switching from the on-premises local version to the cloud version, and that changed a lot of things, and it became slower, more JavaScript rich, and I wanted to show my colleagues, look, it takes for me some 10 hours to use TickleTK to write a little rich text editor. In the end, after Christmas 2020, it was 36 hours, but I succeeded in a minimal rich text editor. And from this TK Office grew. And now let me show it to you. I think I can close this. Yeah. Okay. Okay, it has a command line interface. At the moment it's German, so I have to set the language variable. Okay, now let's see how it works. Something like this. I don't know, perhaps you have to bear with German actually in the but
you have to put export lang as a second comma.
You should do it like this, it's just takes the variable.
Maybe it's overwritten by NC all.
Maybe take this.
Just have locale.
Use Unicode.
Just have locale and you will see where it
is. Which locale is I installed?
So? Our language is still on the E. Okay. Just this. The reason about me using another computer is that mine has only VGA output, and there was some little misunderstanding on what this projector supports. So this is like an improvisation now. Language E. Still German.
German's okay.
Okay, it's, I think the majority understands.
The English is not installed on this machine.
But it's my software uses the MSG cat, and I want it to want to bring it to make English.
So you try the C locale.
Let's see.
It's the most primitive one, but
maybe ALC messages.
No, I do something a bit destructive. Exec. Oops. I think now I've removed all the. Yeah, it's not coming very much to hardware. So this is the version, then I have the help. There is a command line interface that is quite new at the moment for opening it in different modes and. having a files marker after which dash dash welcome etc. is not processed, and navigation mode, edit mode, you can see it later. So, but if you start it just without any parameters, of course it shows a window. Can anyone, everyone read the text here in the window, or do I have to change resolution? Also the menus?
Yeah, good.
Okay. So this will be a little walkthrough. What you see here is the welcome screen, of course. Then you have different buttons. There is also a little about dialog that still says Pro Man's Office Package, because I'm a bit modest. It shows the Tickle version since a short time ago. It shows the license, and it is I decided to use the GPL3 license with some exceptions, so some files regarding the format, file format handling are triple license with this, and MIT license and the TCL license. But most of the program is GPL only. That does not concern me much, because where is it? Here. There is in the new GPL3, there is some term, you are not required to accept this license in order to receive or run a copy of the program, and some details about BitTorrent transfer. So you can, even if you dislike the license, you can still run TK Office without owing me anything. Yeah. Okay. So this is the welcome screen. It will show up also when you create a new tab, as I will show later. And from there you can either open a document or go to new text or new drawing. I take the most convenient button, that is this one, large new text button. So you see a user interface where you can start entering text. Something like this, and then you can start formatting it. So as you see, probably guess this part that let's maximize it, it's a bit simpler. This part at the left hand side is a TK text widget without any additions, and what is actually my contribution is that I made a user interface on the mostly on the right hand side with this palette and the file format in order to use it without having to program anything. So I can make a little, let's say, word pad out of the text widget. On the first, on the lower level, you have to come up with text yourself. For example, I can make something like highlight, set the background of it, as a typical highlighter is about something like this. And I can start highlighting it using the plus tag menu, plus tag highlight, and then you get highlight. There is the another, let's say, orange, of course I can double click on them and rename the text. And by the way, there is undo, so I can undo, redo with Ctrl Z, Ctrl Y on multiple levels. So here I removing the tag with Ctrl Z I remove the highlight, and with Ctrl Y I can add it again, have the orange without an E, and then orange with the E. And then let's configure the orange tag to be actually orange. Let's say this color, or I could just enter orange. And here I start with tag overlap, plus tag orange, and now you see the tag orange wins on the part that is has the both formats. Now I can move the tag orange around, whoops, and then yellow wins. It's part of this tag raise, tag lower mechanism of the text widget. Yeah, that's the lower level. You can have, of course, most attributes that I thought make sense in a word processing application. I made available through the palette here. And there is this entire text that uses like $text widget configure subcommand. it has a background, it has a text color. Let's make the text cursor blue, for example, just because it can. Now there, this dash is now blinking in blue. I decided to keep that option because if you make the text with dark mode, then you probably want to change the cursor color as well. And I did not want to decide for the user. Yeah. Okay, that was the first level. On the second level, you have the toolbar that is quite known. I can make text bold, and it automatically creates a boldface tag. Internally, it's a column bold, and it shows me translations such that the German-speaking user doesn't have to use to look at the English words in this tag list and vice versa. Here we also have headings, so I create a new line and can make some heading like this. And there is something that they call magic return. If I press return, then it starts with a normal paragraph. If I define something more, namely body text first and body text, and make a second heading like escape text, then when I press return, it becomes body text first, normal body text again, and body text stays body text. So I think it has all the features one usually wants for convenient editing of text. There is bold, italics, underline. Maybe I'll show you lists. Okay. For example, here I can have lots of different bullets. Let's take the diamond. And sub entries can be made from this button, sub entry. And with the backspace key, I can move. No, I think it was shift. Tab, yeah, I can move around with tab, tab, tab. I can make more deeper list levels, and with shift tab, I can move out. Then I can select all the entries, go in here, and say list level 2. Oops, list level 2 should become circles, and then just they become circles. Probably the difference is not that much, so I say list level 2. I think there is some problem in the menu code in this version. Let's take plus signs, for example. Yeah. So that is about lists. This is the button for links. I will show that later. And so that's pretty much all. I think it's more worth to have a small toolbar rather than the ones you know from, for example, LibreOffice, because for that use better. I think the menus are better suited. Okay. Then I'm creating a drawing, and you see that it creates a new tab, as you know from web browsers. You can switch between the text and the drawing back and forth. Also with Alt 1 and Alt 2 for those who know the Linux terminals. And here, this white thing, of course, is a Tika canvas. Select and points are not really useful if you have no objects, so I'll start with drawing a rectangle. As soon as it's drawn, I can start editing attributes, like make a green outline and yellow in the fill, or I say yellow here, make the line a bit thicker, and so on. Most attributes of the canvas elements work in the canvas items, at least those that I've found are useful in a drawing program context. I think there are more than there with the text, for example, text tag, a light, I did not find useful and even dangerous. Inside this rectangle, I'll draw an oval that can be orange without an outline this time, or an arc. This editing is quite basic because you have to, if you want to change the angle of rotation, you have to enter the degree numbers here and there. Of course, you can use the mouse wheel to scroll around. This time I did not implement that stuff that I promised yesterday with scrolling on different positions inside it. That's just one kind of step size. Yeah, this is the arcs. Of course, they have a different kind. And then I have copy. Oops, that was another arc. Copy paste. Now I think it, you can't see it, but can't just see. You have now two arcs. Yeah. And this one becomes a pie slice, for example, again. Or a simple arc. And now, let's begin with the line tool. Click, left click, click, left click. Either right click or left, left, left. And then I say, oh, that was my last point. I press just return to finish the line. And here you can format it, and I have smoothing down there. This is quadratic smoothing. That is quite an old school method that is not quite easy when you draw, because you click in here, and then when you click once more, you see that suddenly the previous segments change a bit in shape, so it's not too practical. For that, I have a VC tool that shows I think it's called raw smoothing inside Tika Canvas. Here I can draw like this. It's really homologous to Inkscape. So this all it makes is symmetrical contour points. Okay, and of course there is text. German keyboard layout. Austrian. I can take another font, for example serif, and italic and bold and underlined. Okay. These are all different options from which I show you the anchor options. So I can say east anchor, and then it is different in relation to the contour point. That's of course also a functionality of the Tika canvas itself. Now the selection tool allows me to move things around just with drag and drop without previous clicking. Or with shift click I can select multiple objects and drag and drop them together. And you see here I took care about the properties panels as well. So this one shows multiple, if there are multiple objects with different property, and I can set the fill of all these together, for example red. And there's the points tool there. Also took care that it is quite mighty actually. The main use case is modifying the contour points of such compound lines. Like this. You can also say I want to make a corner here, so I go to convert the corners. This moves the contour point a little bit, and then you can have a sharp corner in here. What really makes the point so mighty is its ability to cope with multi-selections. For example, here I select these two points, then I select this one, and this one, and they all move together. This is useful as a replacement for object connectors, which I was not willing to implement. So if you have something like a graph or a diagram with nodes, you have just to select all the one node completely and the certain part of the connecting line, and then if you drag something to the line show, follows the node. Yeah. So one other question is how to save the files. Now you see there is a user interface for editing text and canvas content, but you usually want to have it on a disk and load it again. So I just make file save as and say utical.tktext. There is also a short extension tkt, but I think tktext is clear at the moment. And here I say save as Tika Draw. And now let's have a look at the files as they this is the text file. You see, oh, it's Tickle. Tickle is, as far as I know, has been conceived as a language also for configuration files for the chip design of Mr. Austerhout and his students. And so it is very easy going to have this as a file format. For this, I have some better example in the PDF file where you have a one by one comparison. Maybe it's a bit too small to be able to read, or is it okay?
Yeah.
So this is the content. This is what you normally do without TKOffice, and this is the TKOffice document format. Here I have the first is the configuration of the text widget itself. That is all the entire text properties. Then the tags are set up and configured. It's really similar to my widget tag configurer. And then the rest is just tag on, text, new line, and tag off for the commands. And all the escaping and quoting is done by Tickle itself, because I use the list command and let it just convert itself without any intervention to string, and then store that to the document. So even non-ticklish stuff like those braces are no problem. For the drawing, I can show you what I have drawn before interactively. This is the drawing. It's quite short, I think, but the SVG is also not so bad in this, except if it's generated by Inkscape, because Inkscape adds a lot of extras. Of course, you have here a command called background that sets the canvas background. Other canvas options I did not think are useful. And then you have just the my canvas create without the my canvas create item type, coordinate list, and options. So I think here you have this as well. These are all items that item types that are currently supported. That was the file format. Oh yes, there's a little gem inside the rich text editor that is the tab stop editor. And it's just about setting the dash tabs property. For example, if you see the list level 2, it has 2 tabs inside because it's just normal text. I even can exchange the bullet. And if I delete it again, so it starts with a hanging indent indentation and a first tab, which is right aligned to that position, and then the next tab goes to the text contents. And because of the hanging indent, if I wrap around, then I get to the right left hand location here. Here I can show you the tab sub editor that has like options for configuring other kinds of tabs. Center doesn't work really well with the A and B, except if I move it, I can change it to 65, and then A and B will move to the left. And there is even this mouse wheel scrolling. If I select one tab and another tab, is the time already over?
Yeah, well, it might be good to conclude, yeah.
Yeah. So perhaps the last minute I will spend on links, if that is possible. There is a message line. I say discard, I'm not interested in my changes. I go in here and there are some, oops. Some test documents, yes. And I switch to navigation mode. And then I can click on a link, for example this one. It shows already the on the bottom like a Firefox does, clicking, and then you get the drawing. And the drawing elements are also linkable. For example, here I get the drawing that highlights the mouse wheel, and here to the left the button, and here I get back to the about links. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's most of the things I wanted to show for TKOffice. And as a bonus, you can see me later using it on this Windows 98 machine because that works as well.
Okay, any questions? Reinhard was first.
You said you showed that your file format is a TTL script, so do you just source or evaluate it to read it in?
Yes, but of course in a safe interpreter from which I delete or hide all the commands it,
mm-hmm.
it has had before, because I'm not interested in macros and scripting and variables. I think I have to bear with variables, but if I have no set command, then there are nearly no variables. So I think it's done in a quite foolproof way in order that documents cannot harm me. So it is like I create an interpreter, and when I read the file,
mm-hmm.
it is invoke hidden source and then
the
command.
And what about bindings to kernel items? Could there be dangerous bindings coming in through a document, so that makes your system explode once you click on any item that has a binding?
I don't think so, because you would have to use my canvas tag bind for adding such bindings, and I don't have that in the file format.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a dash
tag.
Yeah,
you don't save it, but could somebody manipulate an existing file and make you load it?
No, because you don't have access to the canvas object. You have just the first word, that is the command. Is
yeah,
the
I
type.
Saw that.
Yeah.
But what if the binding is somewhere else on the line and only gets active once it's getting clicked?
I think you can only specify dash tags. So there are just tags defined, which I don't sanitize, I think, at the moment, because later on there may be a
list for
booking.
I'm not so familiar with the canvas, so there is
yeah.
no dash command like it would be for a button or something.
No, for embedded buttons I would have to create other things. So each of those commands, like rectangle and line, are individual commands. I don't root anything I see as in front of canvas create.
So you have your own filter in between
yeah.
what's allowed and
yeah.
what's not. Yeah.
Antonio.
How will it be to convert your file format to mainstream formats such as ODT or similar? Is it on the to-do list?
Yes, import-export is something I have not handled so far, but I think maybe the first thing is HTML and SVG for exporting to web browser people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Ivor Stolz, another question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How you deal with bigger documents? Because the text widget itself has limitations.
We talked about this yesterday. So far, I was not aware of these limitations. I think they were related to coordinates, and especially on the Windows platform, that it cannot make coordinates larger than 65,000 pixels or even 32,000.
But that's only the display size.
Ah, okay.
Inside, it can be larger.
Yeah.
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 So there is also no progress bar, etc. So it will just block until the full source command is finished. I think I can change that easily, because after our talk I was thinking about it, and when I have this one and loading something from a floppy and it has some nearly bad sectors, then the user will be glad to see if progress and being able to cancel it. Yeah.
Please, Gustav.
Have you thought about semantic editing? I mean, I'm talking here, it would be a very nice tool for documentation, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This is a command, this is an argument, this is a constant, and you define with your styles this
yeah.
kind of thing, and I think it would be very nice to have a VisiVig documentation
mm-hmm.
editor where you can afterwards output things to different formats as you're planning.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about this?
Yes, so I think it's partly it's already included, because each time you want to format something, you have to create a tag. And if you give the tags semantically sensible names, yeah, something like highlight could become something like author name, or I consider this part of the text to be stupid or something like this, and then you have different colors. And because they are tags, you have one, the color only specified in one place. And if you don't want to see stupid as red background, you just have to remove the background and all the text says. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that I think you want to have a text set in your terminology
mm-hmm.
applied to multiple documents, not only embedded there.
So
and
okay.
also loading this semantic text. I'm writing here a man page,
mm-hmm.
and on the man page, I need this text
yeah.
upfront already.
My idea is to have something like a special menu command where you send it and say, I want to apply the text of another document. And then it runs it through the interpreter and maybe stops after the last tag command. When it sees text, it says, OK, it's gone. And then you can import text. But with a clipboard, it's also possible. You could copy and paste something in text into another document and just delete the text, and the text will still stay.
As in progression, you had this example where you first mistyped orange, but at this time when you edited the tag, we did not have text assigned to this tag. So if you already you then marked a portion and called
mm-hmm.
it orange, and if you later on rename the tag on the side, would the renamed tag also be or will be would all
can
you select the texts of suddenly
no
lose
they will all be updated. It's something
okay,
that
okay,
I did a bit extra.
Will
yeah.
be updated as
yeah.
well.
Okay.
I
do tag ranges and then I remove the old tag and apply the new tag from all the ranges I've seen. Yeah.
Ah okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be consistent, yeah.
So I will stop now to not run too wide of time. Keep us all second.